This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. There's a call for CARICOM governments to implement bans or comprehensive restrictions on alcohol advertising. The Barbados Fire Service wants Barbadians to exercise caution to reduce the risk of house fires. Barbadians weigh in on coconut vendors' planned increase of the product. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister promises to have CARICOM election observers for next year's general election. And Israel unleashes hell across Syria with over 250 airstrikes since the fall of Damascus. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Health experts are making a push for regional states to impose policies that would ban what they call alcohol marketing in an attempt to restrict alcohol advertising and build awareness about the dangers of alcohol consumption. President of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Dr. Kenneth Connell, highlighted this during a webinar as the coalition recently hosted its 9th Caribbean Alcohol Reduction Day. Dr. Connell believes not enough information is being shared about the dangers of alcoholic products.
There continues to be a lack of public health understanding and appreciation of the extent of alcohol harm driven by a vacuum of public health policies to support reduced availability, affordability, acceptability, and attractiveness in the public health of alcohol products. Civil society is a critical actor in building awareness and demanding policy. The goal of CAR 2024, therefore, promote CARICOM-wide implementation of bans or comprehensive restrictions on alcohol advertising, sponsorship, and promotion.
He expressed concern about the exposure of alcohol to women and children.
I was recently stuck in traffic in a busy holiday season, pre-independence in Barbados, and right in front of me was the marketing of alcohol to kids in the form of ice popsicles called boozicles. Marketing is a powerful tool used by industries to drive consumption of their products, and the alcohol industry is no exception. Alcohol marketing increases the intention to drink, levels of alcohol consumption, and it normalizes consumption as well. Deeply concerning is when this marketing is directed towards young people and women who we know are particularly vulnerable to alcohol's harm.
President of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Dr. Kenneth Connell. Meantime, President of the St. Lucia Cancer Society, Dr. Tamara Remy, said there's a link between alcohol use and cancer, which he stressed not many people of the region are aware of.
I don't think that the majority of people in our region, and I can talk about St. Lucia, are even aware of this association between alcohol and cancer. I know that we're aware of, you know, drinking and driving and accidents and maybe liver disease, because we see a lot of patients, you know, at the end stages, but we definitely are not. And I think we have a lot of challenges with that because socially and culturally, we're just not wired to think of not drinking alcohol. And I think as a CSO, and certainly in combination with our governments, there's a lot of work that has to be done.
President of the St. Lucia Cancer Society, Dr. Tamara Remy. The Barbados Fire Service is urging the public to exercise greater vigilance to minimize the risk of fires during the Christmas season. The warning came from Station Officer Roger Bourne at the scene of a fire at Boyce Road, Freehill, Black Rock, St. Michael yesterday.
I want to appeal to the public at this time of the year. This is our Christmas season of the year. Everybody's busy. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to get things done. Pay some more attention. Make sure when you leave home on mornings that you have your various unnecessary appliances plugged out. So when I say unnecessary, I mean your fridge is a necessary equipment that can remain in. All the rest can be plugged out. Even if you have to reprogram your video and your DVRs and whatever afterwards, so be it. Recently, lots of houses, lots of persons don't have insurance. And to lose your house at this time of the year, doesn't matter the time of the year, but most now, and not having insurance, not having a way to rebuild, not having hope is difficult. I want to plead to the listeners out there to be more cautious, take necessary actions, and be careful.
Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Roger Bourne. Concerns are being raised about the impact of financial institutions' recent changes to due diligence requirements on small business owners and citizens. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Small Business Association, Dr. Lynette Holder, says while compliance is essential, the process is causing difficulty for many. Dr. Holder is calling on financial institutions to ease the burden of compliance requirements as many face account blocks due to the recent changes.
What we don't want that is customers have to go about their Christmas shopping. As you know, this is the time where we anticipate that there's going to be more economic activity that they encounter this again. And so we're calling for those commercial banks, they know who they are, to make sure that they've put measures in place to properly communicate with customers and small firms. We have instances where individuals go to a particular branch of the same bank and they complete the information and, you know, they go about their business to visit a different branch of that same bank, then to realize that the information was not uploaded, was not updated, cannot access their funds, especially at this Christmas season. So this is something that needs to be looked into.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Small Business Association, Dr. Lynette Holder. With vendors in the coconut industry moving to increase prices on the commodity, Barbadians gave mixed reactions regarding the planned increase.
To be honest, there's no problem with it because we really work hard for the coconut water, they really work hard for getting coconut, so I don't got no problem with it. We're going to put on a little over support.
No, man, listen, if everything keep going up like this, it's going to happen. But just like people, they're going to got money to buy it. Supermarkets, everything going up.
Yeah, cause everything going up because some of them ain't got little babies and things that they got to take care of, so they got to raise the price still.
Yes, definitely not. I think they should leave it at the price it is now. It's high enough as it is. And a lot of people really, really can't afford it, and a lot of people need it. So it's really, really bad.
Barbadians reacting to the planned increase in the price of coconut water. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley says a delegation of election observers from CARICOM will be in the country to ensure the general elections constitutionally due next year run smoothly. Dr. Rowley told the parliament that he has already sent correspondence to the secretariat in Guyana. He was responding to opposition leader Kamla Prasad Bisesar's request for election observers.
I am waiting. I have already given the instruction. The draft is prepared. Any minute now can come in front of me. I have already indicated to the secretariat at CARICOM that the government of Trinidad and Tobago is asking CARICOM to send a delegation whenever the election takes place in Trinidad and Tobago. We expect a CARICOM delegation. I would sign it. It is due to come to me anytime now.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. And finally, Israeli jets have launched well over 250 airstrikes across dozens of locations in the north, east, west, and south of Syria as of the 10th of December, targeting all of the country's air defense systems, military bases, and overground military assets. Heavy airstrikes have destroyed weapons and ammo depots, factories, research facilities, and all military airfields and naval bases since extremist armed groups entered the capital, Damascus, and seized power on Sunday morning. Israeli media described the attack as the most intense bombing of Syria since the October 1973 war. Local media reported that the Air Force is operating on a very broad scale across Syria to destroy the remnants of the Syrian army. Recapping the headlines. There's a call for CARICOM governments to implement bans or comprehensive restrictions on alcohol advertising. The Barbados Fire Service wants Barbadians to exercise caution to reduce the risk of house fires. Barbadians weigh in on coconut vendors' planned increase of their product. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister promises CARICOM election observers for the next general election next year. And Israel unleashes hell across Syria with over 250 airstrikes since the fall of Damascus. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.